You're listening to Be Inspired, the one-stop shop for inspiration. Stay tuned for your inspiring show. Now, here's your host, Erica.
Welcome to Be Inspired with me, Erica Latrice. This is your one-stop shop for inspiration. Coming up on today's show, it is all about getting productive and getting things done. My special guest in the Be Inspired Cafe is the author of Quick Tips for Busy Women. Definitely want to stick around for that. Also, for our empowering moment, I'm giving to you three keys that you can implement today to start being more productive and seeing bigger results in your life. So all of that and so much more is coming up. Stay tuned.
For more inspiration, visit us online at ericalatrice.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Erica Empowers.
You're listening to Be Inspired, your one-stop shop for inspiration. Stay tuned for your inspiring show.
Welcome back. It is time for our empowering moment of the day. By the way, if you don't know me, I'm Erica Latrice. My passion, my purpose is helping you to live yours. And if you have not connected with me online, I don't know what you're waiting for, but you definitely should do so right now. And I'm across all social media platforms at Erica Empowers. But I want to jump right in today because I have three keys that you can implement today to start seeing your goals take place. A lot of times we get so caught up in the hustle and bustle of life that we can get sidetracked and find ourselves not really being productive. It's busyness versus taking care of business. So these are three quick keys that you can use today. The first key that I want to share with you has been so instrumental for my own productivity, and that key is to just write it out. A lot of times we want to keep things in our head and think, oh, I'll remember what I need to do. But especially if you can do this on a daily basis, if you can plan out your day the night before, it is powerful. So I would suggest to you to write out whatever it is that you have going on, especially if it's like those little things that are weighing on you, like those really simple things that you could have just knocked out and they're keeping you like chaotic, confused, procrastinating, all those things that will keep you stuck. So write it all out. And the second step that I think is so powerful when it comes to being productive, which I've seen, like I said, firsthand, as well as other people that I know have been very successful with being productive, is to break it down. So you have this big picture, you know, 260 years out, this is what you're planning to do, but that's not going to help you take action today. So basically the concept is reverse engineering. Figure out where it is that you wanna go. You just did your brain dump. You just wrote everything out. Take a moment to break it down. I love this principle, basically the one thing. And if you have not looked into that, I love the book. I'll be doing a review on it, I'm sure, at some point, because I love it. But so look that up, the one thing. So with the one thing, the question that you would ask is, what one thing could I do today, or what one thing could I do a year from now that by doing so, all of these other things would be rendered basically unnecessary? It would take care of most everything. If you can start asking yourself that question and then breaking it down, like, what one thing could I do today? What one thing could I do right now? I promise you is game changing when it comes to getting things done, because then you stop wasting your time doing those things that are not effective. When you're breaking it down, you want to think about those things that are really going to be needle movers. They're really going to start giving you results, and you're not just doing stuff to say that you did stuff. Death to the to-do list. That's just listing out a whole bunch of stuff so that you're so overwhelmed that you don't even want to get up in the morning. So break it down by asking yourself that one thing question. And the last tip that I want to give to you is one that I struggled with for quite some time. I was just, oh my gosh, the queen of vision boards, the queen of, oh my gosh, let's just live in la la land for the next 5 years. But then if you have all these goals, dreams, you wrote it all out, you broke down the steps and you never take action, you can't be surprised when things never take place in your life. Faith without works is dead. So I'm encouraging you to start taking action immediately. Don't wait, have a sense of urgency, not rushing, but urgency, so that you're not just putting things off and having all these grand ideas and you never implement them. So that is my encouragement for you guys today. Write it out, break it down, and take action. When we return, our special guest in the Be Inspired Cafe is taking it a bit further. She is the author of Quick Tips for Busy Women, and I promise you she is dropping some nuggets on how you can be more productive. We'll be right back. If you're watching this, so are your potential clients. I'm excited to announce an all-new season of Be Inspired, and we're looking for featured guests
as well as success supporters. So if you want to partner with the mission of Be Inspired, then make sure that you connect with us online at ericalatrice.com/success. When you team up with us, you will be helping with the vision of Be Inspired to empower and inspire people all around the world with a message of hope and encouragement. Be Inspired's mission is to bring you soft news and talk and a way to encourage, uplift, and create a platform for those who have a powerful message and looking for an opportunity to share. So if you want to partner with Be Inspired, you can do so by contacting info@ericalatrice.com or visit ericalatrice.com/success so that you can be a success supporter of this inspirational movement.
Welcome, welcome, welcome you all into the Be Inspired Cafe. I have with me today, I'm just going to give her a name. She's like the declutter queen. She helps you conquer chaos, and she has so many sound bites that I don't even know where to begin. But she is an amazing, amazing person who has managed to be a mompreneur and balance her own business, her education, and so many different things, as well as becoming a brand new author in the meantime. And she's balanced it, and she's killing it. So I'm so excited to have with me today in the Be Inspired Cafe the author of Quick Tips for Busy Women, and she's going to tell you guys the tagline, Nicolia Williams. How are you doing today, Nicolia?
I'm doing great, Erica. Thank you so much for this opportunity.
I am excited. I'm excited to have you because I know that the chaos and the overwhelm is something that so many of us deal with, so I'm pumped to hear, you know, your insights and your tips in this area. So can you tell us just a little bit about yourself for those that may not have come in contact with you yet?
Yeah, sure. I am a personal development coach for busy women wanting to conquer the chaos from overwhelm. So basically, I work with busy women who are wearing multiple hats, have multiple responsibilities, are overwhelmed, and they feel like this is the only way in life that they can be. And I help to just teach them the skills so they can declutter their life, have clarity, and really make time for themselves. And we do a lot of that through mindset mastery and overcoming mindset blocks and limiting beliefs and things like that. We have a ton of fun.
Yes. Yes. And it is fun when you start clearing out all that clutter and those things that are, you know, keeping you stuck. It's vital. So, Nicolia, you have done something that I commend. Like, I am just, you already know I'm like super fan for Nicolia. Like, I love what you're doing. And you just make it look easy. Like, you're balancing so much. And I don't even think many people realize, you know, how many hats you wear, but you wear them in an effortless way. So what would you say is, like, a key reason that you've been able – tell us, for one, tell us a few of the things that you're balancing, if you don't mind sharing, as well as, you know, what is your go-to strategy that helps you be so productive and balanced?
First, I want to say thank you that you say I wear effortlessly, so that's awesome. Thank you. Right now, I am a full-time doctoral candidate, ABD, so all but dissertation, so working solely on my dissertation. I am a full-time employee as a school counselor. I am a full-time business owner as a personal development coach, and then I am a single mom of two beautiful daughters, ages 7, she'll be 8 in a couple days, and 3 are my daughter's ages. So, yes, I wear multiple hats. But I'm grateful for every role that I have. So the number one thing that I say that I do to make myself be able to balance it all, it's going to sound really counterintuitive, honestly, but it's make time for me. I feel like you're no good to anybody unless you're first good to yourself. And it kind of goes back to the airplane phenomenon. You know, when you get on an airplane and they tell you, if the airplane were to crash or go down, the first thing you have to do is you have to put your face mask on yourself and then put it on other people, because you're no good to anybody unless you're, you know, breathing and alive. Well, the first time I heard that, I'm like, there's no way I'm going to put that mask on myself before my children. Excuse me. But what I had to come to realize was that if I pass out, I'm not going to be able to help them either. And so I need to be able to be alive and well and engaged in order to help them. And so I've kind of taken that phenomenon and applied it to my life. So I make a lot of me time. Every day I do a little bit of something for myself, and that keeps me going. That gives me the momentum to keep pushing through all the different tasks and responsibilities I have.
Wow, just wow, okay? I don't know if you guys caught that. I'm going to run it back. Doctoral candidate, school counselor, single mother, and launching, like, full-blown coaching practice. Nicolia, that is so powerful, and it's something that we all need to think about. because I remember when I used to be in a place where I'm like, go, 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 go. Yes, 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 yes to everyone. And if you get so overwhelmed that you're not taking time out for yourself, you can't help anyone. And I know you guys that are listening, you've probably seen that person that they're helping everyone else to the detriment of their self. And when you burn out, you better believe people are just going to go and find someone else that's going to help them while you've, you know, like put yourself on the back burner and you can't really, you can't function. And a lot of times we feel, or I would even ask your opinion, my first thought is that a lot of times we feel like it's being selfish, you know, to take care of ourselves. It's being selfish to, I will do this in a heartbeat, close my room, turn my massage chair on, put on some meditation worship music and just get quiet. Like everyone leaves me alone. But what would you, what would you say, Nicole? What is one of the biggest reasons that you find that people feel like they can't make that time for themselves?
Because they feel like they have these responsibilities and they feel like they owe it to everyone else. They owe it to their spouse. They owe it to their kids to always be available to them. And yes, it's important to do that, but you're no good to them if you're not good to yourself. And I think that women beat themselves up and they feel guilty when they're not giving their all to everyone else. And they fail to realize that giving their all leads to quick burnout. And like you made a really good point, Erica, that quick burnout, nobody's there when you burn out. They'll move on to the next person and go burn them out. You know, they're not going to be there to rejuvenate you and help you get back on your feet and start afresh. You know, you'll be just burned out. And so you have to really realize that and draw that line.
Oh, you better preach that. So tell me this, Nicole. You have done something that I think is so selfless. And anyone that writes a book, as I'll put that out there, I think it's selfless because it takes a lot of time. It takes a lot of boldness and courage to pour yourself out like that. But you've taken the time out to create a solution for women that may find themselves right now overwhelmed, busy, in chaos. Maybe they've seen some level of success, but really trying to figure out how to manage it. So tell us about your exciting new book that's out and what readers can expect from it.
Yes, so I'm so excited. So I just published the book at the end of October. It was a goal I had kind of worked on for a while, but I had a lot of mindset blocks around it that kept me from writing it. And then I just decided to go full force. It's just, it's been a blessing not only for me to write it and just share different experiences and expertise with women, but to really be able to bless other women. I know Erica mentioned earlier that I'd share my tagline with the book, but it's Quick Tips for Busy Women. And it's about cutting through the confusion and finding clarity. And that's basically what it is that with women, we have so much going on in our lives. We have so much clutter. We have so much chaos and all these things going on that nothing makes sense anymore. We're overwhelmed. We're overworked. We're stressed. We're frustrated. And things stop making sense. So the entire concept of Quick Tips for Busy Women is helping women to make room in their lives for the things that really matter. The thing that I constantly like to think of is we have so many women that are busy, go, 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 doing all these things, but they're not producing anything. They're not doing anything they're excited about. They're always overwhelmed. And the whole point of this book is just to help women really improve their productivity. So getting over the idea of being busy just to be busy, but actually being productive, right? And teaching women to pay attention to the time suckers in their lives and help them to learn the practical tips to eliminate those time suckers and obstacles and mindset blocks that ultimately prevent their success. So using these suggestions that are in this book will help women to save a significant amount of time, and it will just help to increase peace and balance. That's the constant theme that I wanted to produce the book for, and then the women that have read it, that's all I hear. While I have so much clarity now and I have so much peace and life makes more sense. So that's the concept of the book. It's been such a blessing.
Oh, my gosh. So, so good. And this is something that I will say too, Nicole, and definitely for those of you that are in a place right now where you're feeling maybe like overwhelmed and stressed, a lot of times we get that, that I know I do this, like I get urgent about everything when I'm already like at my capacity. I'll use an example when it comes, like my best friend laughs at me all the time because whenever I get to a place where I've been like eating poorly, I haven't been eating clean, haven't been working out, then I want to like rush into some crazy solution. I want to go, like, is there a pill out on the market? Knowing good and well, I'm not about to pop a pill, you know, to lose weight. I'm like, what can I do? I'm going to go for the gusto. I'll stop eating for the next, you know, 6 years, and then I can get back. But what I found, like, going extreme is not going to help you. A lot of times we feel like we need to do more. And something that you preach, and you do it very well, is sometimes you just need to take a step back. you need to just put everything on pause, get the correct tools, and then move forward. And I will attest to quick tips for busy women being the correct tool. So if you're out there right now and you're trying to figure out what more can you put on your plate, how can you, you know, like just show up to 5 more meetings and get everything. Like sometimes you really just need to get the proper tools and take a step back. And so with that being said, Nicole, what is the best way that those who are interested in supporting you, they want to get their hands on this book, they want to learn more about you, what's the best way to get connected and join the conversation with all the great things that you're doing?
They can definitely get connected with me, of course, on my website, www.nicoliawilliams.com. And then I'm super active on social media on Facebook. Definitely, I post tips and quotes and productivity hacks and just a bunch of fun motivational things on Facebook. So you can check me out. My page is Nicolia Williams. And so you can definitely check me out there. Please don't hesitate to do so. It will be a blessing.
Love it, Nicolia. I want to tell you thank you so much for taking time out to be in the Be Inspired Cafe and dropping those platinum nuggets on us today about not being overwhelmed.
Thank you so much for tuning in to Be Inspired with me today. I hope you stay connected with me across social media at Erica Empowers. If you want more inspiration, head over to ericalatrice.com and take my Life in Biz Challenge. I want to encourage you guys, as always, to dream big, live on purpose, and of course, be inspired. Go out and make today amazing because it is absolutely a choice.
For more inspiration, visit us online at ericalatrice.com.